Okay, my friends. Today we are reading a story called Snow. Just Snow. And this was written by Yuri Shilovitz. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Daddy and...
Mommy.
Gengar.
Oh, my goodness. We have an angry-looking Pokemon here with us today. Oh, my goodness.
Gengar.
Well, better hold on to your hats, everyone. I don't know what might happen in this story with this Pokemon with us.
Gengar.
But I think we're going to find out. Okay, let's read Snow. Are you ready? Okay. Oh, the skies are gray. The rooftops are gray. The whole city is gray. And it is in the picture, oh my goodness. And then one snowflake. Do you see where the snowflake is? Friends, I'll post a picture of this on my Instagram so you can see. And you could, if you're following us, you'll get to see this picture. Or if you can get your hands on this book, that'd be even better because then you can see it anytime you want.
It's snowing, said boy with dog.
It's only a snowflake, said grandfather with beard.
And look at his grandfather. Doesn't he look really funny? Yes. Then two snowflakes.
It's snowing, said boy with dog.
It's nothing,
said man with hat. Then three snowflakes.
It's snowing,
said boy with dog, and now they are running around. They're pretty excited about this snow, aren't they?
It'll melt,
said woman with umbrella. A few snowflakes float down and melt. But as soon as one snowflake melts, another takes its place. What do you think that means?
No snow, said radio.
But snowflakes don't listen to radio, do they? No, and snowflakes don't watch television. And we can also see no snow, said television. I don't know. I think they might have a problem. Because it's always like this. The people on TV and the people on the weather channel, they always think they know what's going to happen. And sometimes even the very best weather people are wrong. Science isn't always accurate when it comes to things like weather.
The little boy was super duper right.
He sure was. All snowflakes know is... snow, snow, and snow.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Snowflakes keep coming and coming and coming, circling and swirling, spinning and twirling, dancing, playing, there and there, floating through the air. Let me explain. So our boy with his dog is walking through the town and he sees a store. And the store says Mother Goose Books. And in the picture, we can see that the store has a big piece of art on it that is Mother Goose and her goose. And who do you think this guy might be?
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty. And in his imagination, as the little boy goes past the store, he imagines that the goose and Mother Goose and Humpty Dumpty have decided to come with him on his journey through the snow. And so as he is floating and twirling and twisting in the snow, so are they. And it is just The snow is falling, falling everywhere, and rooftops grow lighter and lighter.
It's snowing,
said Boy with Dog. The rooftops are
white.
And
white.
Do you think? It sure looks like it, but who is not?
Boy is not white
and his dog, because they are playing in the snow, and they're not alone in their imagination. Floating along beside them are Mother Goose and Humpty Dumpty and Mother Goose's goose. And the whole city is white, because look, it snowed so much that everything has turned white, white, white. And then look who needs to go back at home. Is Mother Goose and Humpty Dumpty and her goose. And so away they go, and our boy turns around and sees the whole town no longer gray and says, "Snow!" said the boy. And I bet you he's gonna have the best day ever. He'll probably make some snowmen, don't you think? And he might even, I don't know, run around and play in the snow. Yeah, he can make a snow angel. There's many things you can do in the snow. Maybe go sledding.
Gengar.
Oh, he could probably have a snowball fight. What do you think, Gengar? Did you like that story?
Gengar.
I thought so. And can you say the end?
Gengar.
That works.